From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin the hour with a deadline, a moving deadline. For people who want a new health insurance plan to start January 1st, today was supposed to be the last day to sign up through healthcare.gov. But yet again, the Obama administration has made a last-minute change. Now, people have until midnight tomorrow, Christmas Eve, to select a health plan. NPR's Julie Robner joins. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Robert.
So who, more specifically, does this affect?
Well, it's an important question because there's been some confusion about it. This December 23rd deadline, which is now December 24th, applies to people in the 36 states where the federal government is running the program, so they need to use healthcare.gov to sign up. December 23rd is also the deadline in most but not all of the 14 states that are running their own exchanges. Maryland, Minnesota, and Rhode Island have later deadlines. Maryland's is December 27th. Minnesota and Rhode Island are both December 31st. Oregon, which still hasn't gotten its website operational and has done everything on paper, had a deadline that came and went much earlier this month.
Well, what prompted the federal government to grant this one-day extension?
Well, from what the administration is reporting, it's because so many people have been showing up over these last few days to sign up, a million just over the last weekend. Call center messages are telling people to be sure their cell or cordless phones are fully charged because of long waits. Now, this was all completely predictable. Everyone knew there would be a rush just before the deadline for January 1st coverage, and there'll be another rush just before March 31st. That's the last day to buy coverage before you'll be liable for a tax penalty for not having insurance. Originally, the administration said the extension was only for people who started the process today, that if you got in and got stuck or if the website got overloaded and they had to ask you to come back, then you could finish tomorrow. But in reprogramming computers to let those people come back tomorrow, basically they'll let anybody show up tomorrow and enroll in a health plan. So while the administration is still officially saying that the deadline is today, it really is tomorrow.
Okay, I think I follow you. Tomorrow is the deadline for choosing a health plan. But you have to pay for it before your coverage is official, right?
That's right, and that's another deadline that's changed. Originally, you were supposed to pay your first month's premium by December 31st in order to have coverage January 1st. But last week, most insurers agreed to let people pay as late as January 10th, and their coverage would be retroactive to the first of the year. And it's important for people to remember that while you sign up at healthcare.gov or at a state website, you pay your premium directly to the insurance company.
So, Julie, what do we know about how many people have actually signed up so far?
Well, we know that there are a whole lot more than there were early on, although it's still much fewer than were originally projected. President Obama said at his news conference Friday that more than 500,000 people signed up for health plans through the website during the first 3 weeks of December. That was nearly half again more than October and November combined. Combined with the state websites, almost 1 million people have signed up. That's still well short of the more than 3 million people who were expected to sign up by now, but still, we're only halfway through the sign-up period. There's a long way still to go.
Okay, NPR's Julie Robner, thanks.
Thank you.